It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Anyone who was alive and of any age remembers exactly what he or she was doing when they heard the news 50 years ago today that President Kennedy had been shot. But the memories of Tulsa physician Jerry Gustafson are not in grainy black and white. He was an intern at Parkland Hospital in Dallas on that day.
The paging system, it was overhead. And this thing said, Dr. Shire, step, Dr. Shire, step, that's emergency. So I picked up a telephone and said, Betty, Dr. Shire's in Galveston, Texas, talking to the Western Surgical Society. What you got? She said, I don't know, some guy's been shot downtown. They're bringing him out. They said they need some surgeons down there in emergency room.
He remembers entering the door of the emergency room suite.
And there was my junior resident, Carrico, standing up with the lady in the pink dress and the pink pill hat on. I said, you need any help in here, Jim? And he, around his back, put a thumbs down on it. They said the guy across the hallway needs help, and that was Governor Connally.
He did not know that that was John Kennedy on the table. He took care of Texas Governor John Connally, but again, he didn't know it was the Texas governor.
He had a big chest wound, he had an arm wound, he had a leg wound, where the one bullet supposedly went through all of them. We did emergency resuscitation on him down the emergency room. Then he had to go up to surgery.
Just before Connally is transferred to surgery, the door opens. The woman looks familiar.
And the lady in the pink dress came in and said, how is he doing? Not very well, ma'am. She said, well, we'll pray for him. And then she left the room.
It was when he walked out of Governor Connally's emergency suite that he realized this was no usual shooting.
When I went out there, there was a guy talking on the telephone with four stars on his shoulder in an Air Force uniform. He was talking about SAC being scrambled. And he had, you know, the box and everything in front of him. We'd seen movies about that. So I knew that they were really suspecting big-time stuff.
Later he, as the rest of us learned, it was the president, and he was dead. He was in that same hallway when federal agents whisk away the late president's body over the objections of his friend, Earl Rose.
And Dr. Rose stood in front of the door and said something to this extent. I didn't have a tape recorder. This was the president of the United States. He is now a murder victim in Dallas County, Texas, and he is in my domain to do a medical legal examination. Those guys just jumped him and threw him to the floor, got him out of the way in front of Mrs. Kennedy, and they just hauled that body right on out.
As the rotation schedule would have it, Dr. Gustafson was back on duty Sunday morning when the emergency room phone starts ringing.
And I go pick it up, and it's a student. I said, hello, this is surgery office. And the boy says, who is this? I said, this is Jerry Gustafson. Who am I talking to? He said, this is Fred. I'm the jail doctor. He said, Jack Ruby just shot Oswald. And we're bringing him out to Parkland. So I said, okay, Fred, thanks a lot. So I turned. I said, hey, guys, this is crazy. Oswald has just been shot.
The arrest of Jack Ruby had an impact on the Parkland ER staff.
Jack Ruby ran two nightclubs. One of them was called the Merry-Go-Round over on Lemon Avenue, the Oak Lawn and Lemon area. We would be working at night. There was a great big orderly named Big Earl. And Big Earl would say, food orders, food orders. We'd say, give me a hamburger and fries and so-and-so. And he'd take these big food things over, and Jack Ruby was just in instructions. Anytime the Parkland emergency room wanted food, just give it to him. And so where were we going to get our hamburgers now at 1 o'clock in the morning?
The memories of Tulsa physician Jerry Gustafson, 50 years ago today. Our thanks to John Erling and Voices of Oklahoma for assistance. You may hear that entire interview on voicesofoklahoma.com. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.